Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Hey, a thought occurred to me the other day, and I wanted to share it with you. We were about to host a gigantic day, and the entire day was outside. The meteorologist predicted rain in the afternoon, and that led to great levels of anxiety for our planning team. It led to a million what-ifs, and finally I just said, weather's always late, let's go, let's proceed. Well, that had me thinking all week about forecasts and how much that can control your mindset. I was the superintendent of schools, and for years, because I lived in Wisconsin, I had to pay a lot of attention to the weather forecasts in the winter. Over the years, I learned two things. Weathermen and women, while really good people, can only accurately predict two things, temperature and wind, or at least that's my opinion. And mainly because there are so many factors into the science, or as I like to say, wizardry of predicting the weather. I can't speak accurately about the science, but I can tell you one thing about humans. No matter where they live, we are obsessed with the weather, and half of us are even more obsessed with the forecasts, most of which are wrong when it comes to predicting rain, snow, or sleet. Right? First thing you do is, how's your day? Pretty good. Look at the weather. Blah, blah, blah. And that's what we talk about. That's what got me thinking. Because the forecast drives your mindset. You can watch at 10 o'clock at night and see that the forecast is going to have an 80% chance of rain in the morning, only to wake up to a new forecast that says it's going to be partly cloudy all day, and then it turns out to be sunny the entire day. But all day long, you wait for clouds and rain. And yet, time after time after time, it's incorrect. But we guide our behavior to the prediction, and then we set our mind to making it happen. It's like the mindset of a cow, always waiting for the shoe to drop or looking for the next bad thing to happen. Forecasts can be incredibly powerful on our psyche, and so too can another person who believes that they can predict the future. Now, before I get into the subject, I want to share with you why I believe so much that people will guide their mindset based upon the information that is provided to them. It's because I witnessed it a few weeks ago when I was driving to Colorado with my daughter, my niece, and Grace's best friend, Abby. You see, my sister-in-law, Maddie, bought the girls a ton of teenage girl magazines. I think they were like Tiger Beat or something, whatever. Anyway, they got to the horoscope part. Each of the girls knew their sign, and then they read each other's horoscopes. As they were reading them out loud, each of the girls was listening intently to what their future held. And then I listened as they began affirming everything that they were hearing that is supposedly just unique to them, because they're an Aries or a Taurus or a Cancer. It made me laugh, because they read things out loud like, you will come across obstacles on an adventure, a true friend will reveal themselves in the coming days, and you will overcome a fear. They then jumped into a discussion about how this would all be true. They then started to align their feelings with the statements, and then they began to believe that the magazine and the horoscopes, well, they're really real. I sat quietly and enjoyed the discussion and laughed inside as they more and more passionately aligned with what their astrological sign was telling them that was going to happen. You see, so many of us are always seeking a forecast. A forecast allows us to create a narrative about the future so that it is easier for us to address or confront. When given a forecast, we curb our behaviors towards that forecast. If someone tells us we are the worst at something, well, most of us tend to wallow in the idea that we're not good at it. Some of us view it as a challenge and work to prove them wrong, but by nature, criticism or predictions tend to guide our behaviors. It doesn't seem to matter how many times the weather person is wrong or how many horoscopes we read. We will steer our mindset, our behaviors, and our attitudes towards those predictions. Here's another example that I've learned only comes true if you believe it. Bad things happen in threes. Every time I'm with a group of people and I ask them, finish this stem sentence, bad things happen in, they can all repeat threes. But then when I ask this one, good things happen in, they look around like, does he know there's not an answer to that? Why is that? Well, it's because so many of us are pessimistic by nature. If you are running through life listening to predictions, believing a storm is coming, and counting the ways in which you've been wronged or the amount of bad things that have happened, guess what? You're always going to fill up that scorecard. But what if? Just what if you turned your mindset to count the good things, the sunny days, the positives? What if you, as a leader, intentionally forecasted the impact the people around you would make, the influence they have on others, the ability for each of us to make a change in the lives of those that we serve? Well, that's this week's challenge. Can you intentionally become a hoper? What? What is a hoper? A leader who creates the conditions in others so that they can predict their impact, see the future, and work towards a positive outcome. Now, I have two strategies for you to do that. The first, to become a hoper, is to collect your value propositions and humanize the impact that other people have on those that they serve. And the second is to create propaganda for your organization that shows what we'll do tomorrow, a type of organizational horoscope for people to work towards. You ready? Have you ever stopped to collect the value your team or organization has on the people they serve? As a leader, you should be. How many kids are served in your school? How many hours do we have to make a difference in a semester or a school year? How many patients will we put at ease today? How many customers will we support? How many parents will we support this week? How many minutes of instruction, music, learning, guidance? How many opportunities will we have to build relationships in our organization if every minute of every day we can change the direction of another person? You see where I'm going with this? Let me give you some examples. Here are some powerful value propositions you could put up first in an elementary school. This week, we will get to have 5 school days. That will provide us as a staff 10 recesses, 20 kickball games, 84 square matches, endless opportunities a day to push someone on a swing, at least one opportunity to give a kid an ice pack, at least 2 opportunities to talk to someone no one else is, and 100 high fives per recess as kids are walking in. What about a horoscope for passing periods at a high school? This week, we get to have a 5-day school week. There are 8 periods per day and 6 minutes of passing time between classes. That provides us 240 minutes to positively reinforce our relationships with students, to notice new shoes and cool t-shirts, new haircuts and styles, listen to their music, and smile at colleagues who might be in a bad moment. Here is a horoscope for middle school. This week, 350 11, 12, 13, and 14-year-olds will be in the building with you for 2,250 minutes. Each of the students will feel the weirdness of being in middle school. Most of them are experiencing social-emotional changes and challenges. Some are carrying bricks of doubt in their backpacks. But you get to be here, get paid to change the future, and you have 135,000 seconds with these vulnerable kiddos, and each of them count. Think of the compounding impact a horoscope or forecast would have for an entire school system. If you are in a system that is 4K through 12th grade and serves 1,000 students, the numbers become insane and almost can't be comprehended, which is why it is so much fun. This week, we get to serve 1,000 students who will learn to read, learn to apply knowledge, get to compete, get to play, get to grow. This week, 250 kids will spend 120 hours playing instruments. 300 kids will do this. 110 kids will do that, etc., etc., etc. We get to participate in all of these great experiences. This stands true for your stakeholders as well, whether that is a kid, a parent, a patient, or a customer. Listen to this. This week, you get to learn from 22 teachers with 326 years of experience. Yeah, I checked the math. That's a staff with an average of 14 and a half years of experience. This week, you will get to have care provided for you by a staff that has been recognized 38 times in the last 5 years for excellence. Can you hear this power? Will odd things happen during the school week or the work week? Yes, but why count up to them? Why look for the bad things in threes? Instead, let's create a culture where people are looking at their time, impact, abilities, and skills as a constant value add, an opportunity to get to make a difference. Horoscopes and forecasts are important. People believe forecasts, and they look for their own behaviors in their horoscopes. So write your own. Share them out. Set the tone. Lead. Now, why is it so important? Well, 66% of the American workforce is disengaged, according to Gallup. That means the majority of people you serve are coming to work with a have-to mindset and believe that the storm is coming and they are counting the bads in threes. So you have to, with great energy and tenacity, create the new mindset and talking points. Many of the disengaged staff believe the weather person. They steer their behavior to a horoscope and say things like, well, you know, I am a Cancer, and our sign is known for our emotions and intensities, so I tend to be a little negative at times and take things really personally. I call BS and say that they are steering their behaviors and justifying it towards their sign. So be a leader. Create a new forecast and horoscope of hope in your organization by reinforcing through a process that everyone gets to do this, and they get to do it this week, or today, or this month, or this year, whatever it is. Create a very clear visual using your value propositions to show them and lead them towards the new forecast and the horoscope to guide their behaviors. People need meaning, purpose, and reinforcement. That's what a hoper does. Creates the conditions so that people can be optimistic, have fuel to address their concerns, and more importantly, shift the mindset so that people recognize that every minute of every day they get to make a difference. So let's do some smart thinking. List your value propositions. Describe your process for propagating the get-tos in your organization that will steer mindset. List your behaviors so that you can be the fortune teller for your organization. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Thank you for listening, and please share this episode on your social media platform. If you want support creating materials for your forecasts and horoscopes, contact me and I'll get you started. And finally, and as always, thank you to the Well Pennies for their awesome music. Last, I want to visit this idea of hope as we close out. I used to think that hope was something that could not be counted on. When I was having bad days or bad moments or felt like I was on a string of bad luck, I would be very cynical and think that dreams were for fools. But as I've aged, learned, and grown a little wiser, as well as read a ton of books on this concept of hope, I've grown into the mindset that it is our job as leaders to create a culture and the conditions where hope is fueled for others, expected by leaders, and found by everyone. I mean, seriously, why would you want to have a running checklist of bad things that you just constantly were marking off? How about we create a checklist of things you hoped would happen? List your hopes and use that to guide your days. All the quote bad things, they're just distractions on your journey, especially if you've created a map where the destination is hope. Buffalo leaders charge into their challenges. They also create the conditions where hope is a norm. And that's what we need to do. Be hopers. Hopers that instill in others how lucky we are each day to get to lead.
us why
you had to hide away for so long.
Where did we go wrong?
Hey there, Mr. Blue Sky, so pleased to be with you.
Look around, see what you do.